The new wave of unrest took place just hours after Prime Minister Mohamed Ghannouchi announced that the country's interior minister had been fired and replaced. Mr. Ghannouchi told reporters that the sacking of Interior Minister Rafiq Belhaj Qasim would be accompanied by the appointment of committees to investigate recent violence and cases of official corruption.
إطلاق سراح كل الأشخاص الذين تم إيقافهم.
He says that all those who were arrested during the recent events that took place in parts of the country will be released, with the exception of those proven to be involved in acts of extreme violence, destruction, and looting of property. Tunisia's Minister of Communication, Samir Labidi, defended the government's performance, saying outside forces have been trying to destabilize the situation.
هناك مجموعات متطرفة.
He says that small groups of extremists have infiltrated popular demonstrations in order to take advantage of the situation and to create strife in the country. He specifically accuses Islamic and leftist groups of infiltrating public protests. Labidi said 21 people have died in the recent wave of unrest, challenging significantly higher figures presented by human rights groups. Schools and universities across the country remain closed following a government decree in an apparent bid to stifle a burgeoning student protest movement. Qatar Abu Dieb, who is professor of political science at the University of Paris III, argues that the protest movement has been mostly spontaneous and driven by young people worried about unemployment.
En premier lieu, donc, les détonateurs, c'est le manque de l'emploi pour les gens bien diplômés.
He argues that the catalyst for this crisis was a lack of employment opportunities for Tunisia's educated professionals. Both in Tunisia and Algeria, he points out, the wave of protest has been led by those who are neglected by the system, among them young people without any future, embittered by political stagnation, a lack of freedom of expression or a free press, combined with unemployment and a global economic crisis. Abu Dieb notes that Tunisia combines an authoritarian political system with a free market economy that has traditionally performed better than most North African countries, along with a generally strong educational system. He says the reaction of President Ben Ali has been mostly cosmetic and doubts that promising to create more jobs and firing the interior minister will stifle protests. The wave of unrest in Tunisia began last month after a 26-year-old university graduate set himself on fire when police confiscated merchandise he was hawking on the street. Authorities insisted he did not have a permit. The young man later died from third-degree burns. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.